This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in January of 2019. We're talking no other than BioCorex Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BICX, with a market cap around $20 million and a stock price around $8.15. And with us today, we're very fortunate and lucky to have him as the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Brady Grainer. Brady, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Everett.
So give my listeners and myself, give us an update of the BICX 102 development, and where do we go from here?
Well, since the last time I was on, we received our NIDA grant. Not sure if we had talked about that the last time, but we did receive a notice of the grant award from NIDA, the National Institute on Drug Abuse, in January, and the funding was actually available in February, and so we've been using that funding to move forward with the project. So that project is underway for getting BICX 102, our naltrexone implant for opioid and alcohol use disorders, through the FDA approval process. Hopefully in the coming months we'll have a better timeline on how long it will take to get us to approval, and that can vary dealing with various third parties, so hopefully we can iron down a better timeline on when we project to be done. But typically 505B2 pathways, which is the pathway we're under, with the FDA, is about a 2 to 3 year process. And again, that can vary either way. So a little too soon to tell, but we hope we can fit into that average time frame. So we're happy to have that underway. And we're also now focusing on some other items in the pipeline and initiatives for the company.
You know, since the last time you've been on the show, you added a couple of new members to your board. You want to introduce those?
Yeah. Probably everyone should just, you know, go to our press release section on our website and get more detail. But we did add two independent board members, Lou Lucidro and Luisa Ingargiola. So they both have tremendous experience in their relative fields, and very happy to have them on board. And this is also part of the steps that we're taking to get the company uplisted to the NASDAQ. So this is helping to fulfill that independent board requirement that we need. And it happens to be with two very experienced individuals, so we're happy to have them on board.
Well, it's all about building the management, building the team around you, absolutely. Recently, you announced that you guys did a $6 million private placement. What's the use for those funds?
The multiple uses. As people are aware, we are going to be launching a new program later, and we'll have more information on that in the weeks ahead. So some of that is going to go to helping to get that new weight loss program launched. But we also are going to be able to utilize those funds for general company operations, other things that are in our pipeline. Also helps better qualify us for the potential or future NASDAQ uplisting. So we're going to put those to good use, but a portion of those is dedicated for the weight loss, the future weight loss program launch.
You know, for my listeners that are coming late to the ball game here, would you give them a little bit background, if you will, on your flagship product and what it really does with the opiate crisis out there? And there's a huge crisis in our country.
Very huge crisis, not getting any better. And right now there's only a select amount of medications available for opioid use disorder. And our product is a naltrexone implant. So basically it's a bioabsorbable implant. It completely dissolves. It's implanted in the fat tissue, and it dissolves over a few months. We're designing it to be a 3-month implant, and it releases naltrexone medication in the blood for that period of time. And what that does is it blocks the receptors in the brain that opioids are also attracted to. And it, if it's if the receptors are blocked, that individual cannot get high or get the euphoric effects of opioids or alcohol. And it also can be a very, very effective craving blocker. So it can also stop that motivation, that craving to use or drink. So it's a needed product in the opioid and alcohol treatment space. And we know it works. It's been used around the world for close to 20 years. And the product that we're taking to approval is actually a replica of one that's already approved in Russia. So there's plenty of research and publications and data on the effectiveness of the naltrexone implant. So we need to go through all the steps of the process to get it FDA approved so that we can bring the payer support on board that this so desperately needs.
My guest is Brady Grainer today. He's the CEO and president of BioCorex, Inc. You can find his company on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BICX. NASDAQ update. There's been rumor on campus you guys want to move up to the NASDAQ. How are we going to get there?
Well, just continue to do the things that we're doing, all the blocking and tackling that if anyone just goes back and look at the chain of events over the last few months, we're bringing on the independent board. We're raising the capital. We've applied to the NASDAQ. We have our checklist of to-dos. And so that's all in process now. You know, hopefully we can get that done this summer. That's our goal. And we're certainly getting closer to that goal, and we hope to achieve that here in the short term. So it's a busy time at a good time right now. We're everything's starting to come together nicely, in our opinion.
For my listeners and maybe your investors, what do you want them to take away from this interview?
Well, I think, like I always say, if someone needs help right now, I always recommend that they go to beataddiction.com and learn about the current program that we have, because people can get helped now. So that's on the operational side of things, but on the corporate side of things, I think just keep watching us. I mean, we've raised $6 million. We have nearly a $5.7 million grant from the federal government that validates our project. I think we're one to watch.
As for my listeners, if you're looking for an addiction treatment company offering a unique approach to the treatment of substance abuse addiction, look no further than BioCorex, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BICX. If you need a friend or if you know a friend that needs help, maybe go to their website, BIOCORX.com. Maybe get them some help. Brady, it's always a pleasure to have you on my show. I'm a big fan of your company and what you're doing out there. I wish you guys nothing but continued success.
I always appreciate you having me on.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.